two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 31 degrees.
Emergency traffic on I-15 and I-215. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Firefighters are on the scene of a major ammonia and water leak this hour at a Smith's distribution warehouse.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live there near 500 North and 11th West in Layton. John?
Yeah, Amanda, fire crews were called out to the warehouse here in Layton around 5 this morning. Layton Fire Battalion Chief Jason Cook says they were initially responding to a fire alarm but discovered a very large water main break, which resulted in a minor ammonia leak. Thankfully, it wasn't enough to cause bodily harm.
It didn't travel to any degree inside the building. There was no threat to anybody that was in the building itself, which normally ammonia does have properties that can be harmful to us.
He says crews were able to get both the water and ammonia leak stopped, and the plant facilities will now work to determine where it came from. As of right now, the warehouse is still active with semis coming in and out, while the fire personnel presence isn't much, just a few vehicles right now on scene. Reporting live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Governor Gary Herbert is calling for a special session tomorrow evening so state lawmakers can vote on that new tax reform bill. Mapleton Representative Francis Gibson says there won't be any major tweaks, but they'll probably change how Social Security recipients are taxed in order to protect the elderly.
There are some technical tweaks that we've realized in terms of making sure there's clarity there with regards to Social Security.
The new bill adds sales taxes to many services and restores the full sales tax on food, but includes an income tax cut for many Utahns.
A Utah woman is recovering from a severe allergic reaction after using expired hair dye. She bought it at a grocery store and now has a warning for others. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, she says she just wanted to save money by dyeing her own hair, but it turned into a nightmare for Amanda Ortega. She ended up having to go to the hospital three times.
My scalp was burned, like bright red, big scabs, and it was just oozing stuff out of them.
It got worse. Her eyes and face became swollen. She had a hard time breathing, too. Ortega says she bought the box of hair dye on sale from a Smith's in Magna. She didn't see the writing on the box. The dye had expired a few years ago. Smith says they take these matters seriously and they will continue to investigate. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. The haze likely to thicken a bit today, but a storm moving in tomorrow should clear it all out. Not to mention bringing quite a bit of snow to the mountains.
3-day storm for the mountain areas beginning tomorrow, and it looks like it will be piling up 1 to 2 feet of snow when it's all said and done by Saturday afternoon. So another great snow producer is coming your way. For the valleys, we'll be looking at a combination of both rain showers at times and snow for the next 3 days.
Grant says valley temperatures should stay pretty nice, at least through the weekend, before they drop into the 30s.
The president's campaign rolls on despite threats of impeachment. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, President Trump held a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania last night responding to impeachment and also to the Justice Department Inspector General's report on the FBI involvement in launching the Russia probe.
They spied on our campaign, okay? They spied.
The president covered many topics before a packed arena. The House Judiciary Committee is debating today, moving forward for a vote to send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the full House. The Senate would take it up after the first of the year, and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says of a trial,
I'm not going to get into the specifics, but it should be fair. It should be bipartisan.
Republicans are suggesting a quick trial without calling witnesses. New polls show Joe Biden leading the pack of Democrats running for president. Quinnipiac has him at 29% support, and Bernie Sanders in second with 17%. Emerson University today has Biden with 23%, Sanders at 22%. Both show Senator Elizabeth Warren fading. And we have developing story this morning. An armed suspect was arrested at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, Texas this morning. The base has not reported if shots were fired or other details, except that the arrest was made near Building 8. The base remains on lockdown at last word. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.